passports on his walls, I thought no claim to any home. He'll have to stay out there alone and roam and roam and roam. When winter comes, this here range is buried deep in snow. There'll be no place for him to claim, no place for him to go. The sight of that old maverick bull out there upon the green ran straight to my tobacco heart, pierced the nicotine. I'll lay him gently down, I said, and on his hairy hide I'll write a full description to a place he may reside. Now we were drifting right along when this ran through my head. We must have went a mile or two before it all was said. I threw a loop around his horn, twined it round his toes, and headed north to visit friends among the Eskimos. The bull turned over 20 times before he hit the ground. I felt my saddle rig and go, it busted clear around. Saddle gone, me gone too, that measly old coyote just naturally concluded that I meant to turn him loose. Oh, he'd done some tall old running across the virgin flat. He left me with that spike-horn bull reaching for my slat. About 100 yards from there, I spied the nicest tree, whose branches reached far up and out and seemed to welcome me. The bully must have spied it too, or else he read my mind. He went there with me all the way and about 1 inch behind. They say cowboys' legs are stiff and cannot get up speed, but that's a myth I will agree about that bow-leg breed. Oh, I've got no record of the time, I'll bet a brand new hat. From where we started to that tree was made of nothing flat. I hooked my arm around a limb, sprung towards the sky, thinking that that maverick bull would go on passing by. The race had kind of dazed him, boys, blurred his eyes up too, for he hit that tree a center, and both his horns went through. I quickly grabbed a hefty club and clinched the horns to stay, while I went to get my branding iron back where the saddle lay. Oh, I built a fire around the tree, got the irons red hot, and on his side I drew a trail back to my feeding lot. Just then a bright idea occurred, I'll ride that bull, I said, until I get another hoss to take his place instead. I threw my hull upon his back, he romped on my corn. I pulled the cinches up real tight and then unclinched his horn. I stepped upon his middle and I threw him in reverse. He quickly pulled the antlers free and left that universe. Oh, we played around with Jupiter, took a squint at Mars, and passed a dozen comets that were playing in the stars. I see more real astronomy on top of that old bull. I drank from the Big Dipper, he also took a pull. But I enjoyed the scenery, the most of it was new, until a sudden eclipse come and blotted out my view. But I'll be all right, boys, I guess inside a month or two, and I hope to get my saddle back when that old bull gets through.